I'm here in Nusa Dua, Bali, Indonesia, where the G20 Leaders Summit will take place on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, host Indonesia has deployed almost 20,000 security personnel to ensure the summit will run smoothly. Now, Indonesia is the current rotating president of the G20, and it is hopeful that the presidency will cement its position on the global map. But it has not been an easy presidency, and it has been largely overshadowed by the war in Ukraine. Indonesia is forced to deal with tensions between countries, but it is not really taking sides. The theme of this year is Recover Together, Recover Stronger, meaning Indonesia hopes the group will emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic together and stronger than ever before. But the war in Ukraine has also brought other problems, such as the food crisis, energy crisis, as well as the economic crisis. So when the leaders meet on Tuesday, they will discuss the food and energy crisis in the morning, followed by a session on health issues in the afternoon. On Wednesday, the last day, the leaders will plant mangroves, followed by a session on digital transformation. The day will then end with a press conference by President Joko Widodo. He will also pass on the presidency to the next president of the G20, the rotating president, India. Now, in between the summit, there will be several bilateral talks. On Monday, before the summit begins, U.S. President Joe Biden will meet his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. This will be their first meeting since President Biden took office almost 2 years ago. But several leaders will not be present this year, according to Indonesian officials. Russia's President Vladimir Putin will not be here, as well as the leaders of Brazil and Mexico.